Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And you can you believe it? The baseball season only has 2 more weeks. Talk about a shortened season. That was pretty short. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here, and thanks to you for being out there. We really couldn't do it without you. My esteemed colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the CEO and founder of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, is away on restaurant business this morning, but the better news is he will be back with us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment, and we're going to pick up the conversation about what toppings are ideal for pizza. We started last week kind of deflating the Hawaiian pizza and the fact that it actually didn't originate in Hawaii. Came from Canada, believe it or not, from a Greek restaurateur. I kid you not. And Chef Andrew has some very strong feelings about pineapple on pizza. It's more than a cultural thing. It's about how pizza doesn't really work with the pineapple. There's some negatives there during the cooking process. So we'll find out what you really like on your pizza, but we got a good response to that, and we definitely want to follow it. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And what we like to try to do during the show is put up food shots of the restaurants that we're visiting and talking about, just to add a little bit more depth to the conversation, because word pictures are good, and I think we do the best we can, but when you can get the real visual, that brings it all home. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to say we have Aaron back in technical excellence this morning. Also want to mention, if you follow us on Twitter and have the ability to do that during the show this morning, we're going to be doing another Twitter poll as we go along in the show. And we're going to be getting your thoughts on what your favorite topping on pizza is. So if you'd like to join the fun, be looking at our Twitter feed, which again is at SoCal Restaurant. Yesterday was a day that has a lot of impact on all of us in the United States, that being the anniversary of 9/11. And for those of us that are in the hospitality industry and are pretty familiar with the New York dining scene, to me, the most prominent memory that it always brings back is the magnificent restaurant that was on the 107th and 106th floor of the North Tower at the World Trade Center, and that being the fondly remembered Windows on the World. Executive chef there is someone we've chatted with over the years many times on the SoCal Restaurant Show, that being Michael LaMonaco. Fortunately, Michael was not in the restaurant at the time that the plane hit the North Tower at Windows on the World. He was actually downstairs running an errand in the shopping mall that was there. Truly, unfortunately, of the 400 staff that typically were part of Windows on the World, tragically, 73 employees were on duty and didn't make it out. In addition to 91 restaurant guests, as fate would have it, there was a morning financial conference breakfast that was going on, and there were 91 people that were in attendance there. Windows always was a special restaurant because the staff was multi-ethnic, represented over two dozen countries, which is pretty gosh darn terrific, and 40,000 square feet over two stories. So again, when I remember 9/11, I think back on Windows on the World, and am glad that Michael LaMonaco wasn't there, but very sad for the 73 employees that didn't make it out. So we all keep perspective. On a lighter note, we do have a full show for you this morning. Going to be jumping into a lot of different areas and jumping around California a bit. You hear every week the public service announcement for Waste Not OC, and we've had a lot of inquiries. You know, can you tell us a little bit more about what Waste Not OC does? And we're going to happily in the next segment have the executive director of Waste Not OC on, giving us a little background about the important work they're doing. And the program is expanding rapidly. I mean, it's been really exciting to watch their progress over the last 3 years. And they have a new development. They have something called The Beast, which is a tool in their portfolio. And I will let their executive director talk about how special The Beast is and what the background of that is. For those of you that really want to understand what fine dining is about, and the fact that really on the surface of it, it's not glamorous. There is a new documentary that debuts next Friday called A Chef's Voyage. It features three-time Michelin star winning chef David Kinch, who is also a multiple James Beard Award winner. His restaurant is Manresa, which is in Los Gatos, California. For their 15th anniversary, which I believe was last year, he took his staff to France, and over a period of 10 days, they cooked a number of lunches and dinners in three Michelin star restaurants in France, in three different cities, Paris, Provence, and Marseille. And this is a really well-done documentary because I think it really shows you, in terms of an award-winning fine dining restaurant, what goes on behind the scenes. Then we'll jump to downtown L.A. We're going to have a chance to catch up with executive chef John Toby, who is over all the restaurants that are in the Hoxton Hotel in downtown L.A., really doing a terrific job down there. They have been able to open all their restaurants on the rooftop because they're indoor-outdoor. So that includes Pilot and the adjacent Pilot Bar. And they are now doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner service up there. And what's fun is the restaurant that they can open right now, which is on the ground floor, Sibling Rival, because it's inside. Many of the classic dishes from Sibling Rival are now available during breakfast, lunch, and brunch up at Pilot. And again, this is a restaurant that is a destination restaurant. It just happens to be in a hotel. And Chef John is going to update us on all the wonderful things that he is doing up there. Then it's off to Las Vegas for our quarterly report with food journalist Al Mancini, who writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. A lot going on in Las Vegas right now. Certain things they can do there with dining that we can't do in L.A. right now. And Al will bring us up to date. And hopefully he'll also give us a sneak preview of the food that is going to be available once the public can get there again at Allegiant Stadium, which is going to be the home of the Raiders. So don't wander far. When we come back, it is going to be the executive director of Waste Not OC. And we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.